This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And greetings. Thank you for being here on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and our number, 844-236-6010. We love hearing from you if you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs. If you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. Longevity products can be purchased at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can purchase our skin health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our true skin health products. Healthy skin is beautiful skin. Check out all our reviews, 500 plus 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, truthreviewed.com. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Abby Moy is a blogger, and she blogs about eczema, which is a very unpleasant and unhealthy skin condition. Unpleasant we know about, or at least if you suffer from it, you know about. You know about the unpleasant side, but did you know it's unhealthy? Eczema is not just a cosmetic or superficial issue. Probably you guys all know that, but out there in the real world, in the non-bright side world, when we think of skin conditions, we don't think of health. Even something as benign as dry skin is a health condition. That's why I say healthy skin is beautiful skin. And the reverse or the opposite or the converse is less than beautiful skin is unhealthy skin. Human skin is an organ of the body. I'm not talking about the beauty. I'm not talking about cultural beauty. I'm talking about the beauty that's associated with health, like a beautiful liver or a beautiful lung. If you talk to a liver doctor, a liver specialist, or somebody who researches the liver, they'll tell you about a beautiful liver. If you talk to somebody who specializes in the heart, they'll tell you about a beautiful heart. There's a beauty associated with functionality. There's a beauty that's associated with something functioning really, really, really well. There's a certain beauty to that. And that's what beautiful skin is. It's skin that's functioning really, really well. And if it's not functioning really, really well, you'll have to say, I have dry skin, I have eczema, I have psoriasis, I have acne. But what's really occurring is your skin's not functioning as well as it should. I'm not talking about wrinkles, although in the long run, wrinkles can definitely be a sign of breakdown in function. But I'm talking about more like skin diseases. The adrenal glands, for example, key player in how the skin shows up. I can always tell if somebody is hyperadrenal by looking at their face. People are sometimes amazed because when they have a skin condition,
they call me or text me or they communicate with me. I say, send a couple pictures. I look at the picture and I say, you know what? You're having adrenal issues. You know what? You're having some digestive issues. It looks like you might have some problems with your menstrual cycle here. They'll be like, what? How do you know this? Well, because the skin talks. The skin is communicating to us through pimples. It's communicating to us through oiliness. It's communicating to us through excessive growth or not enough growth. Eczema is psoriasis in reverse. It's communicating to us in how it appears if you speak the language of the skin. Adrenal glands are key players. Stress in general. Yeah, we should talk about stress a little bit here. We misunderstand the concept of stress. We think of stress as some kind of enemy of some kind that has to be completely eliminated. That's not really the case. What we call stress, the stress response, is the way the body handles some kind of duress, some kind of burden. And it can be good or it can be bad, because when the body can handle a burden, it gets stronger. Eczema is the classic stress response disease. We're going to talk to Abby today at the bottom of the hour, I got a hold of Abby, Abby Mwan, the eczema blogger. She got a hold of me, actually, and then we started communicating, and I did her podcast, and now she's completely different in how she handles eczema, because she didn't realize that eczema was part of how the body handles stress. Eczema is part of the stress response. Here's the thing about the stress response. The stress response in the body can be hidden. It can be disguised. It can be suppressed, but it's always going to show up somewhere. Eczema is a stress response that has been suppressed, that has been pushed down, and it's coming up through the skin. All skin diseases are. In fact, all disease is triggered, all chronic long-term disease, that is. I'm not talking about infections, but maybe even infections, you know? In fact, I will say, even infections, because the immune system is suppressed under conditions of stress. So infections, chronic disease, this COVID thing, all of these involve the stress response. Why is it that some people get COVID symptoms and other people don't? They can't figure out why. Because they say, oh, this person's healthy. They shouldn't have gotten COVID. Or these two people are healthy. Yeah, why is one person getting sick and the other person isn't? Because we don't see the invisible places where poor health is percolating, such as in the stress response, such as in the psychological stress response, post-traumatic stress syndrome. We're very good. We human beings are very good at functioning under conditions of duress. We can hide it. We can suppress it, we think. But it shows up. One of the places it shows up is as an inability to fight off infections or to become an inability to not to prevent symptoms from infections. Not everybody gets symptoms. I have friends who are young and they've got symptoms. I have one friend in particular. She's 34. And she got it, and she had some severe symptoms, and now she says three weeks later or a month later, she still can't taste anything, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, this is also a woman who's hypothyroid. This is also a woman who has estrogen issues. She's 34. That's what you read in the paper. Oh, my God, this 33-year-old, or he was in the hospital, he died, and he was healthy, and la, la, la. No, we don't know how healthy they were, because we suppress the stress response. We hide the stress response, not to mention whether these young people are doing nutritional supplements or smoking cigarettes or vaping or doing other kinds of drugs, whatever. Bottom line here is we have way more control over infections and we have way more control over our symptomology if we're dealing with chronic degenerative disease than we're being told. This is the great scam. Whether or not it's a hoax, I don't know. I'm not going to go there. That's too political for me. But the great scam is that the healthcare system, the medical model, is not telling us, teaching us, educating us, informing us about the places we can work to fight off infections. Oh, we got to wear a mask. We got to shut down the whole economy. We got to stay in the house. Got to lock up. No, you don't. You got to take care of your stress response. You got to address comorbidity. That means other diseases that you're dealing with. And by the way, just because you're not diagnosed with a health challenge doesn't mean you're not diabetic or obese or have a fatty liver. And it also involves psychological duress, anxiety, loneliness, fear, anger, jealousy. See where I'm going here? We have a lot of power, folks. We have a lot of power over how our body shows up. And whether it's eczema or whether it's oily skin or psoriasis or whether it's acne or whether it's cancer or whether it's heart disease or whether it is, most relevantly in these days, a viral infection. We have a lot more control and a lot more power over how our body shows up in response to all of these things or as a response to all of these things, then we're being told, and that's on us. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this on The Bright Side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cardio FX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got Abby Moi coming up at the bottom of the hour. I think that's how she says her name, M-O-I, and her her Instagram site, I guess you'd say, is Eczema Conquerors. And she probably has a blog. I don't know what her blog is, but we'll talk to Abby at the bottom of the hour about eczema. She's dealt with it herself, and she dealt with it in a really positive way. She did research, and then she started to share with people about how she about her experience. And she actually has a podcast where she talks about eczema, and apparently it's eczema is a pretty significant thing. It's a health issue. There's no eczema. There's no such thing as eczema that just happens on the skin. If you have eczema, you've got other things going on inside your body, whether you notice it or not. Eczema is just the the part of the body that's screaming the loudest. One of the best things you could do if you're dealing with eczema is get yourself on EFAs. In fact, you know, people ask me about nutrition for the skin all the time. I hate when people say, what do I take for this rash, or what do I take for this skin condition? Because you can't really have one. There's not one thing to take. You have to take a whole bunch of stuff. But if I was had to tell you one thing for the skin, I would tell you fats. And if I tell you one kind of fat, I would say EFAs. And don't make me say omega-6 or omega-3, because they're both important. And when it comes to omega-3s, you've got essential omega-3s, which are found in grains and seeds, and then you have non-essential EFAs, DHA and EPA they're called. We know them as fish oil, colloquially. And it turns out that that these omega-3s in general have some really interesting properties for the skin. They especially have properties for the immune system of the skin. In fact, I was just reading just this morning about omega-3s having a protective effect on the adrenal glands when they're exposed to electromagnetic pollution or electromagnetic fields. That is, omega-3 fats are protective against EMF. A couple days ago, we were talking about EMF and the skin as a antenna for EMFs. We talked about how the so-called coronavirus is literally constructed inside a cell in response to electromagnetic energy. That is the most amazing thing to me. And I've heard a lot of amazing things in the world of chemistry and biology and immunology, etc. But holy moly, the cell itself produces the coronavirus in response to stress. Now, I've known, and I remember reading about this whole thing when it first started, how viruses are excreted out of cells in response to stress. Viruses are produced in response to stress. Viruses are mechanisms that the body uses as part of the stress response. You please hear that. The viruses are something the body produces in response to stress. That is, cells produce in response to stress. I'll say it again. That's so amazing. We all think that a virus is this bug that attacks us from the outside. It is not a bug that attacks us from the outside. It is a piece of information that's part of the stress response. And when systems, not just human body systems, but living systems, including plants, yes, plants, when plants are under stress, they will make viruses. And the long story short, at the end of the day, the genome, which is the genetics, is viral partially. And I've heard up to 50%, but certainly it's 20% at least viral. 20 to 50% of our genetics is virus genetics. First of all, I'm saying this for a couple of reasons. First of all, because it's absolutely amazing to me. But second of all, just to sort of show how stupid our medical representatives of the medical model are when it comes to understanding this, and consequently how stupid we all are. So, omega-3 fats can protect the adrenal glands, and likely they will protect the skin as well because they're in the skin. They're not part of the skin cell, interestingly enough. Omega-6s are part of the skin cell. And while omega-3s are anti-inflammatory, support the immune system, for overall health of the skin, you need to have omega-6s, which means you need them both, omega-6s and omega-3s. And don't let anybody tell you, and I hear this from a lot of nutritionists, people who should know better, oh, you don't need omega-6s because you get plenty of those. Baloney. You don't get plenty of those. We get plenty of the oils where we should get plenty of those, but we don't get plenty of the active essential fatty acid. So just real quickly, essential fatty acids are two kinds. Omega-6s and omega-3s are the family, but technically they're alpha-linolenic and alpha, which is the omega-3 version, and alpha-linoleic, which is the omega-6 version. Not going to get into that. Omega-3 and omega-6 is easier to say, but not all omega-3s are essential. Not all really good for you omega-3s are essential, and that's where fish oil comes in, and that's where a lot of confusion comes in. Fish oil is not essential. It does not contain essential fatty acids. It contains omega-3s, but remember the word essential means you have to have it. That's not in fish oil. And that's not to say fish oil is not valuable, because it is. It's very valuable, especially for the skin, especially if you're dealing with a skin issue. So what I say is do them all. Do your omega-3s from fish oil, which aren't essential, but they're important, especially for babies and especially for the nervous system, especially for depressed patients, especially for any kind of inflammatory issues like eczema. And get your essential omega-3s as well, which are which is alpha-linolenic acid from chia seeds, from flax seeds, or from hemp seeds. And when I say seeds, I mean from the oil. Really. So, yes, you'll get some in the seeds, but I'm talking about a concentrated oil. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got Abby coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about eczema. And let's see here if there's anything else I want to tell you. Let's get to a phone call. Liz in Ohio. Good morning. What's up, Liz? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Nice to talk to you. What's up?
Well, I wanted to talk about my sister. She has been diagnosed with, if I can pronounce it right, dermatomyositis.
Dermatomyositis. Dermatomyositis.
Yeah.
Just means skin, and myositis refers to the fact that the muscle's involved and there's an inflammatory condition. It's an autoimmune disease, basically. It shows up as just rashy, bumpy skin and joint problems, basically. Correct?
Yeah, she's had the skin condition for a while.
She can be. You want to change her life? I'm going to tell you how you change her life right away. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old is your sister, by the way?
34.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how long you've been listening to the program here, but I am not a psychic, but I'm going to tell you something that's going to make me sound like a psychic, okay? Your sister has had digestive problems her whole life. Right? I'm not a psychic. I could charge for being a psychic, but I'm not. It's classic. It's utterly classic, and the fact that she's age 34 tells me it's been going on a long time. So here's what you need to do. You need to get on a food diary quickly, and I would be fasting for a couple of days first, and then start immediately. At 34, she's, number one, she's too young to be breaking down this quickly, but she is young, so that's in her favor. You follow me? You can really change your life today. I want you to do this. I want you to send an email to ben@ksco.com. I'm going to demonstrate to you how you can change her life, how powerful these ideas are, okay? Send an email to ben@ksco.com. Put your phone number in there. I'm going to call you. We're going to make you a case study or your sister, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Liz. All right. I'm telling you, this is unbelievable to me. It's heartbreaking, and it's unbelievably easy, people. All right, we got Abby Moore coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about eczema. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says serious negotiations with Democrats over a new pandemic-related stimulus bill continue. The Kentucky Republican saying there is zero chance, though, that America can get back to normal if businesses get sued because of the pandemic, which is why he says
no bill will be put on the Senate floor It does not have liability protection.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the Republican bill as proposed just doesn't cut it.
It is ununified, unserious, completely unsatisfactory.
The New York Democrat says the bill is full of giveaways to corporations. The number of U.S. COVID-19 deaths has passed 150,000, and Florida, Arkansas, Oregon, and Montana all saw their highest single-day death toll from the virus yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump will be traveling to Texas today, hoping to pump up the energy industry. His visit coming about a month after oil prices went negative for the first time ever. This morning, Trump will be speaking at an event in Midland, Texas. Later, he'll tour oil and gas operations in the Permian Basin. A tropical storm could slam Florida this weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying that the storm in the Atlantic could become Tropical Storm Isaias today. The effects of the storm could reach Florida by the end of the week. Major League Baseball believes the latest coronavirus outbreak is limited to the Miami Marlins. The league says more than 6,400 COVID-19 tests conducted since Friday have shown no new positive cases of on-field personnel for any of the other 29 big league clubs. Alicia Keys will be executive producer of a feature-length PBS documentary about six iconic African-American female entertainers. American Masters, How It Feels to Be Free, aims to highlight the stories of Lena Horne, Abby Lincoln, Nina Simone, Diane Carroll, Cicely Tyson, and Pam Grier. And McDonald's says it could close as many as 200 of its locations permanently as a direct result of the pandemic. It just reported its lowest quarterly profits in 13 years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing the skin, for healing various skin health problems, acne, wounded skin, eczema. Turns out health is beauty, folks. When you make the skin healthy, the skin becomes beautiful, and all our True Skin Health products are available at TrueTreatments.com, our 500-plus five-star reviews at TruthReview.com, and that leads me into the perfect segue to introduce my guest to the Bright Side. I first met Abby probably about 2 or 3 years ago when I went to Canada, but we talked previously before that. I think she ran into some of my stuff on the internet, and it turns out Abby has her own podcast, and she is a sufferer of eczema, she did something really cool. She, as a patient, and this is what all patients of all health challenges should always do, she did research. And she got on the internet, started to figure stuff out, she started to learn some stuff, and then she did something else that everybody who suffers from a health challenge should do. She started to teach people and talk to people, and she started a podcast and a blog. I've been on her program. Please welcome to the bright side, Abby Moi. Is that how you say that, Abby?
Abby Ty.
Oh, Ty.
Well, thanks for having me, Ben.
Okay, thank you. I thought your last name was M-O-I. I apologize. Abby Ty. T-A-I. Okay, Abby Ty.
Yep.
Okay, Abby, so you and I have been talking for, what, 4 years now, would you say?
Yeah, quite a long time.
It's like 4 years ago, and I think you first reached out to me about my omega-6 healing cream, is that correct? Is that what it was?
Yep, and you were speaking in Toronto. You were the keynote speaker, and I had heard a lot about your products, so I ended up trying it, and I am using quite a lot of them, including the omega-6 cream.
Okay, well, I love the plug. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. And I always tell people with eczema, it's not a topical issue. You got to address it internally, but there are some things that you can do topically, that's for sure, and the omega-6 healing cream is perfect for that. So what made you, first of all, tell us your story, and then I want to get into why you decided you wanted to just be a teacher and an educator, which you are, even though I don't know if you think of yourself as that, but you are. So first tell us about your personal story as a patient.
Sure. So I suffered from eczema for a really long time, ever since I was a baby, but it never really got that bad until I was in my teens. And funny story, it actually flared up and got really, really severe when my first boyfriend broke up with me. And that's when, yeah, I felt like all hell broke loose and I just started scratching a lot. And I think I just used the scratching as a form of just to cope with the trauma and get through it. And it was really painful. I went through my
the eczema or the breakup or both?
Both, yeah. But mainly the eczema really hurt in the long run, not just physically, but also emotionally. There's a statistic from the National Eczema Association where people who suffer from eczema tend to have more thoughts of suicide, and there's a 40% higher rate of having those thoughts of suicide as well.
Is that, and Abby, I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you think that's because of the eczema or as a cause of the eczema or both?
I think it is because of the eczema, because a lot of eczema sufferers feel embarrassed about what they're going through. They're scared of seeing people. They're afraid of their judgment. So it's really tough because I feel like eczema has a physical cause, but it also moves on to affecting people emotionally and mentally as well.
Wow. That, you know, people who don't suffer from eczema, you know, or any skin issue, I think the skin in general, because we judge everybody on the skin. If you don't suffer from psoriasis or eczema or acne or skin issue, you can't relate. But if you do, it can be like psychologically scarring and psychologically traumatizing, correct?
Yeah. So when I was in high school, my scalp would be oozing at times.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I lived in Hong Kong, so it was really, really hot. And I had to wear a uniform and a skirt, but I couldn't cover my legs, so my rashes were showing. I was wearing a sweater in really, really hot, humid weather.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and thankfully, when I went to Canada during the summers, my skin would get better. I eventually moved to Canada, and my skin did get better. But after I gave birth, for some reason, it just flared up a lot again. And it was really traumatic. And Ben, you probably saw my face. I don't think you saw when it was at its worst, but
it was pretty bad. That one picture you have.
Yeah, I had a really hard time with it. My whole skin was flaking everywhere. It was really painful. There are times I couldn't even. It just hurt so much to move. It would take me 30 minutes just to put on pants.
Oh my gosh. So it was head to toe? It was like all of your body?
I was about 90% covered. We just had a new kid. So my husband felt like a single dad because he had to do most of the things around the house.
Wow.
And I pretty much felt like a disabled person. and it was really, really tough. But thankfully, I'm about 80 to 90% clear right now, so I'm thankful for that. But
how did you go from head to toe, 30 minutes to put on your pants, being a handicapped person, basically, to being 80 to 90% clear? What's the difference?
I definitely I tried as many things as I could. And one thing that I learned during my journey was that I did become a registered holistic nutritionist about 6-7 years ago. Okay. And during that time, I knew how food made such a big impact on my body. But after I gave birth, like, the same diet that I did before didn't work as much to help me. So I slowly learned that sometimes it's not all about the diet, but also about looking at the root cause and trying to figure out. There can be one thing I've learned as well is that there can be sometimes even more than 10 different root causes. So, for example, for myself, I learned that I had thyroid dysfunction.
Uh-huh.
I had hormone imbalances.
Uh-huh.
I had I looked into heavy metals at one point, nutritional deficiencies, gut dysfunction.
Did you have all of these issues, or you just looked into them?
I had a lot of them. I had all of the ones that I mentioned, as well as bacterial overgrowth and
wow,
underlying chronic infections as well.
And so what did you do exactly? What were the steps you took to go from point A to point B, where you're head to toe, to where you're 80 to 90% clear?
So one thing that really helped was just getting labs done. So I did see a naturopath who helped me check my thyroid, my hormone levels, my nutrient status levels. She also did some other testing. And then I also saw a nutritionist who did live blood cell analysis.
Uh-huh.
So
what did you see? What did you see in your blood cell now?
We saw a lot, so...
Hey, hang on, Abby. We got to take a commercial break. I want to talk when we come back from our break. I want you to tell us... First of all, we'll talk about live blood cell analysis, which is awesome stuff, by the way. All right, got Abby Tai talking about eczema, her eczema podcast, and eczema conquerors on Instagram. Abby, we'll be right back right after this on The Bright Side.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Abby Tai about eczema. And before I went to break, Abby, you're talking about this live blood cell analysis, which I love. Did you get to actually see your blood?
I saw the blood getting pricked out of me and under a microscope as well.
No, I mean, did you actually see the blood cells?
Oh, you mean when they look under the microscope?
Yeah. Did they show it to you on the screen?
Yep, I did.
And were they all clumped up, or were there clumps, or were there any weird things in there?
There were times that it was clumped up, and there were times when it wasn't. But yes, I was a big mess, and every time that my practitioner worked on me more, there would be new things that would rise to the surface and new things that we would see in my blood.
Wow. And you didn't see any parasites or anything like that, did you?
Yes, we actually did see a lot of parasites.
Isn't that interesting? Did that freak you out?
I kind of expected it because I had traveled to Asia. And I had gone to Thailand and eaten a lot of street food and flared up a lot.
Did it flare up when you ate the food in Asia?
Yeah, it did.
Interesting. I wonder if it had more to do with the food than it did with the weather. You were saying how the heat and the sweat, I'm sure it exacerbated it, but I wonder if it was the food you were eating too.
Yeah, I think it was. It probably wasn't as clean as well.
Did you notice that your blood cells spread out more as you got healthier?
Yes. Or changed shape? Also, yeah. And the funny thing is, my blood was, I just mentioned how it was a big mess. And as I started to clear up in my skin, we saw that the blood was also getting clearer as well.
That's awesome.
In the last appointment that I had, I used to have a lot of adrenal issues, blood sugar issues, thyroid issues, overgrowth of bacteria, overgrowth of fungal issues that could also be seen on the live blood cell analysis. So after we've been working on my skin for a few years and also the rest of my body. So after working on it for a few years, it started to clear up a lot, which I'm happy about.
And now, tell us your specific program. What do you do? Pretend you're talking to somebody out there who has eczema and who's at, like you were, at your wit's end and don't know what to do. What would you tell them?
to get tested. And there's a saying out there that tests don't guess. And I really believe that it helps to find the root cause and to help find it faster. Because what might be flaring up one person might not be flaring up another person. So I think that's really important as well. Get your biomarkers checked and in your routine blood test. Also, make sure that you're taking a good amount of supplements that are helpful. I could share more about that later as well.
Yeah, no. Also, well, I want to hear some like, what are some of your favorite supplements?
Sure. So, vitamin D, omega 3.
B as in boy, did you say B or D?
D. D, yes.
Sunshine.
A D for dog.
Yeah, sunshine, like getting out in the sun, or are you taking pills?
Yeah, so I would say both. If you're able to get into the sun, that's better. Interesting thing is that I interviewed a dermatologist who said that in the United States...
He said what? What did they say?
They said that they published a study in the United States where the southern parts of the United States have a 20 to 30% lower rate of eczema compared to the northern areas of the United States. And that's because the northern areas are drier and colder, and the southern areas have higher UV and humidity. And where there is higher UV and humidity, it reduced the rates of eczema by 20 to 30%.
I can see that. You know, dryness is a trigger of eczema, but like you were saying earlier, the extreme moisture can also, I don't know if that'll cause the eczema, but it'll make it worse, the extreme moisture.
Yeah, so I think everyone is so different in how it affects people.
Interesting.
But another study showed that babies who were born in spring and summer had a lower prevalence of eczema compared to being born in fall and winter as well.
Interesting. Did you didn't have it when you were a baby. You didn't have it when you were a baby, did you?
Just very mild, not much.
Did you have digestive issues when you were a baby?
I'm not sure if I did, I don't know, but I had big digestion issues when as an adult, and I think that contributed to that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was involved. Have you noticed that your digestion improved?
Oh, yeah. I noticed the correlation. As my skin got better, my digestion got better as well.
And what foods were the big problem ones?
The biggest problems were sugar and wheat. I was eating a ton of wheat before I became a nutritionist.
Interesting. What's your favorite go-to foods today?
My favorite go-to foods? That's a good question. I do like bread, but right now I like the, a keto bread that it doesn't have the usual grains. It's made of like almond flour and it doesn't have yeast either. So I like that a lot. I like putting almond butter and some raw honey.
So your go-to is still bread, though.
I do still like bread, but the healthier version that doesn't work.
I gotcha. That's no problem. You know, we all have go-to foods, you know, when we're under duress. So I guess your strategy is good. Like, pick a go-to food that's going to be as benign as possible, probably. But that's interesting, the relationship to bread. Did they tell you about zinc at all? Did I tell you about zinc or selenium?
You may have, but another doctor also told me that she notices a pattern in her children patients where they have a deficiency in vitamin D and zinc.
Yeah, vitamin D. D is in David, the sunshine vitamin. Yeah, you know, the sun, it's ironic because people stay out of the sun for their skin. And as it turns out, the sun can be your skin's best friend, and we should all be respecting the sun. Tell us about your podcast a little bit.
Sure. So my podcast has actually been running for 4 years. It's called the Eczema Podcast, and I've had really great guests on the show like yourself. And there's actually doctors who listen to the show because they're trying to find more natural ways to help their patients' skin get better.
Nice.
And so I have eczema sufferers that contact me. I have parents who listen to the show. I even had a celebrity who listened to the show.
what made you like want to motivate to do that?
I think it was because I suffered from eczema for so long, and I just wanted to put out a resource out there that could help people. And back then when I was suffering from it for a long time, there weren't really any resources out there. And mine was the first podcast dedicated to eczema. And now there's more, but then back then there was hardly any information out there. So I just wanted to become a resource where people could find more information.
What is the, pretend you're talking to an eczema sufferer, what's the one thing that you wanted to know, or a couple of things that you wanted to know?
I would want eczema sufferers to know that there's hope and not to give up. I know there's a really high rate of depression and a sense of hopelessness and just feeling like they'll never get out of it. And I know it affects every part of their relationships, their family life. It can affect parents who are going through it with the sufferer. And so I just want them to know not to give up and to keep trying and keep finding the right practitioner who can help you. It's good to work with a practitioner. Sometimes it can, if they don't find the right one, sometimes it can take 3 to 4 practitioners to find the right one. But I would really encourage them to look into the root cause. To not give up, look into taking supplements, changing your diet, and getting out into the sun, like you mentioned, Ben. And all that can make a big difference.
How do people get to the podcast? It's on all the platforms?
Yep, it's on all the platforms, including YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. It's on all the platforms out there.
And you post on Instagram and Facebook?
Yep, I'm on there a lot on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Under Eczema Conquerors?
Yep, you can find me under Eczema Conquerors, and I have a lot of information there too.
Awesome. Hey, Abby Ty, thank you so much. Thanks for being on, and thanks for everything that you're doing. You're helping a lot of people.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, take care. All right, that's Abby Ty, the Eczema Conqueror, and her podcast is Eczema Conquerors, and Instagram post, Instagram handle, and also Facebook, Eczema Conquerors. Her podcast is the Eczema Podcast. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XE family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.